ICE takes murderer into custody after Massachusetts paroles him from prison. By Warner Todd Houston on January 28, 2025. ICE scooped up a convicted murderer who was paroled by authorities in Massachusetts after serving only 17 years of a life sentence. Cesar Polanco, 59, was paroled by the Massachusetts penal system because authorities claimed he showed remorse for murdering his wife in front of his then 5-year-old son. The Dominican national was released from MCI Norfolk Prison, but instead of walking free like he thought he would, Immigration and Customs Enforcement was there to meet him and take him into custody for deportation. The Boston Herald reported that the parole board insisted that Polanco's adjustment has been positive when it ruled that he should be released and that he expressed remorse for his actions and reminded the board that he called the police himself. He was, therefore, released on the state's home plan. Citing the home plan, the parole board maintained that Polanco had significant support in the United States with his daughter and other relatives. So he was released to their care. Polanco had pleaded guilty to murder in 2007 after police charged him with beating his wife so badly in front of their son that she sustained massive facial injuries and was pronounced dead at the hospital, the parole documents say. He was sentenced to life in prison but with the possibility of parole. He had previously applied for parole in 2021, but was denied. During his trial in 2007, prosecutors noted that Polanco had a history of entering the U.S. illegally multiple times and had a habit of hiding behind fake names and false documents. John Fitzpatrick, the instructor of the Harvard Prison Legal Assistance Project which helped get Polanco released, insisted that the parole board did its job reasonably by releasing the violent killer. The parole board responsibly discharged its statutory duty to fairly consider parole petitions with fair regard to the petitioning prisoners, all consistent with public safety, Fitzpatrick claimed, though he also noted that ICE was doing its job, as well. ICE has been focusing heavily on grabbing up known criminals like Polanco to deport them to their home countries. As Breitbart News reported, ICE officials and other federal agencies are also in Boston taking into custody members of the dangerous street gang MS-13. We witnessed hate arrests, including multiple MS-13, Interpol red notices, murder and rape suspects, and a volatile Haitian gang member W/18 convictions in recent years who told our cameras he ain't going back to Haiti and FK Trump, Biden forever. Fox News's Bill Mulligan wrote in a post on X on Saturday. Sneak peek, we embedded exclusively with ICE Boston today as they targeted egregious criminal aliens. We witnessed hate arrests, including multiple MS-13, Interpol red notices, murder and rape suspects, and a volatile Haitian gang member W/18 convictions in recent years who told our pic.twitter.com/Lager/op-8. Bill Mulligan, at Bill Mulligan _, January 22, 2025. ICE has reportedly grabbed up more than 7,000 criminal illegals in the last 7 days. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.